The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Today's limited Phase 3 reopening of businesses in Chicago is being greeted with sighs of relief from struggling entrepreneurs. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore with the story.
Chicago Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Commissioner Rosa Escoreño says even standing among the debris of recent looting and vandalism in their communities, business owners had only one answer when asked if the city should stick to plans to enter Phase 3 today.
Businesses are ready to rebuild immediately. And the mayor asked the question over and over again, and it was a resounding yes. Allow us to open and then let us make the determination if we feel that we should keep our doors closed a little bit longer based on what's happening.
Jasmine James is co-owner of Viola's Day Spa, which has been on the South Side for a quarter century.
As a small business, it can be devastating to be closed for 10 weeks, let alone 1 week, 1 day. So we are ecstatic about reopening.
Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
10 of the 11 state-run COVID-19 testing sites are reopening today. All had been shut down after the violence that started over the weekend. The 11th site in Waukegan is being moved to a new location on West Water Street and will open tomorrow. Board-up businesses have been scrambling to keep up with all the work in the wake of looting and destruction.
We're talking with Jack Tornator with Cook County Board-up Services.
Been crazy busy in the last couple days. We were from one end of the city to the other and in the south suburbs, all over the place.
Good for business, he says, but he hates to see the destruction. He says that's horrible.
No, we don't like to see it at all. No, Chicago's a great city. We love our city. It's just out of hand. I wish we could get it under control with this stuff and every day.
He has 12 trucks on the street, each loaded with 40 sheets of plywood and 60 2x4s. On the first day, he says, there were about 200 calls. They had slowed as of this morning. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A large group of demonstrators marched through the North Side neighborhoods yesterday. Some protesters sat down in the middle of Division Street near Larrabee outside the Target store for over an hour before continuing to march through the city streets. A line of police officers stopped the crowd before they were able to reach the 18th District Police Station. Batavia's Mayor Jeff Schelke has issued a curfew. It will be in effect from 7 o'clock this evening until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The action is in response to plans for a protest march planned outside City Hall this afternoon. The city is advising Batavia residents to avoid the downtown area during the time of the protest. A protest is also scheduled in West Chicago this afternoon. Information from the police department indicates the demonstration is expected in the downtown area. Further details are not yet available.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.